This week, I would like to introduce to you a very interesting documentary, the movie Silence. It is a short film by Sofia Goraj made in Krzysztof Kieślowski's film school at the University of Silesia in Katowice. It is a movie about a young sound engineer who works in film industry and who on a daily basis encounters outstanding directors and well-known actors. But the girl also wants to do something good for the world, as she says in the movie. She finds another reality doing something completely different and surprising. What's her after-hours profession? You have to see it yourself. What's interesting, Paulina, the main character of the movie, took part in making the movie Silence, which is in fact about herself. In the movie, on a movie set, you can see two famous Polish actors, Agata Buzek and Jakub Giersza. Agata Buzek is a daughter of a former Polish Prime Minister Jerzy Buzek. She played in many Polish movies and theater plays. It is difficult to state what her most important movies are, as she played in so many. But she was awarded the biggest number of prizes for her role in the movie The Rivers by Borys Lankosz. When it comes to Jakub Gierszał, he became popular after playing his first role in a movie All That I Love from 2009. It is a movie with great rock music which shows the life in Poland in the 80s, which was a very difficult time in the history of Poland. Teenage rebellion, the stringing freedom, censorship, the introduction of martial law in Poland, love forbidden due to ideology, all of this will be found in the movie. I have to add that Jakub Gierszał is the winner of Zbigniew Cybulski Award, which has been granted to remarkable young Polish actors since 1969. You have to know that Agata Buzek was also nominated for this award, and just like Kuba Gierszał, she has received Audience Award. Back to the director. Zofia Goraj not only was the director of the movie, she wrote the screenplay and was the director of photography. But having graduated from the film school in Katowice, she started working mainly as a director of photography. You can see her work in the movie One Summer Afternoon, which is the first Polish master shot movie. What does it mean? It means that a movie was made without any cuts. It was made by one time in one day. Do you think it is difficult to make such a movie? The director Józef Urak says, "The preparation for One Summer Afternoon was very different, because we had to think about all the details and things which could go wrong. We couldn't afford cuts, so we had to make sure everything would be perfect. We tried three times and only last time we managed to make it, and this is what you can see on the screen. We had to cut the movie from 94 minutes, full master shot, to 75 minutes in order to keep the audience engaged all the time. We decided on editing because particular scenes could be too long for some viewers. One day I would like to display the whole 94 minutes. Finally, let me tell you something about school Zofia attended to. It is Krzysztof Kieślowski Film School, formerly known as the Faculty of Radio and Television at the University of Silesia in Katowice. Who Krzysztof Kieślowski was, you can learn from the other episode of this series. The school is engaged in educational, scientific and artistic activity. The courses which the school offers are film and television production, directing, direction of photography and TV production. Students' work are awarded and displayed at Polish and international festivals, among others Gdynia Film Festival, Kraków Film Festival, New Horizons Film Festival, at Camera Image and at festivals in Cottbus, San Sebastian, Santiago de Compostela, Kyoto, Munich, New York, Aspen, Vilnius, Kyiv and Bratislava. I believe that is all I can tell you today. Enjoy the silence. I hope you will like it. See you next time.